Hey everyone, it's Calvin. I just wanted to quickly show you the new feature that we just implemented. It is called Contact Fields, and it's called Contact Fields for a reason, namely that you can add custom fields to your contacts. So you start by going to Settings and finding this new Settings area, this list is growing, called Contact Fields. And here you can go and add, we have a bunch of default field types like Twitter handle, Facebook URL, addresses, different types of addresses, gender, birthday, time zone, and then you can add a bunch of custom fields here of different field types, so such as a date or a date time or a country or a US state or like any kind of thing that you can come up with. And you can use our default labels, just hit save. Which has the nice added benefit of being internationalized. So if you, like depending on where your customers are coming from and what language they are using, it will show up in different languages. But you can also give it your own label. You can move them around however you want. So what this constitutes is what is the type of information that we care about for contacts. So let's go to contacts here. And now you will see that I pick a contact here, for example, me, with my old name. You see the basic information here, but when you click Edit, now we got a bunch of fields here, which are exactly the fields that you just checked. So U.S. state, you get a drop-down of the states in the United States, mobile phone, Twitter handle, and we're going to validate those too. So here's, I can't type. A date, this is just a date. You might want to say like anniversary, for example. Could be anniversary, so let's do that. That would be July 20th. Country, favorite country in the world, maybe. The US, Italy. So we just hit save here. And now we've saved this information about this particular contact. Now combine this with what we've kind of always had, which is custom fields for products. We haven't literally always had it. We've just had it for quite a while. I'm sorry, I'm downloading something in the background here. I shouldn't do that. Hey, there we go. So I had to fix a couple things. But anyway, so you see the name, email, which we link up. Twitter handle, which we also link up, show with the at sign, Facebook URL linked up, all that stuff. So that way you can capture a lot more information about your leads, your contacts, your customers. You can also use those on your sign-up forms. So pick any form. We could do Coach TV, why not? And in here, on the sign-up forms, let's create a new one. Test sign-up form. It can be any kind, like a simple, an embeddable, anything you want. I'm just filling out shit now for now. Just have something to play with. And here you go here, customize fields. This might need a little bit move. So now you get to choose any of the contact fields that you define and say, well, for this particular thing, I want to have people's Twitter handle and a country. And you can't change the label here. It's going to be the same as it was on your contact fields, but you can make it required. And for the name field, you can choose if you want like first name only, separate first or last, or one field for the whole thing. So you could do separate first and last names if you wanted to do more kind of formal-ish. And so we go back to the form here, and you view the form, and now you have these additional fields available. So first name, last name, email, Twitter handle, country, and they can choose wherever they want to choose here. Alrighty, and the same goes on your product. It'll show. Let's look at one. So let's do a product, and let's do a session with Calvin. Order form. And then here you can customize the fields. So say you wanted the US state. So in here you get the contact fields, and when you pull these, we also capture this information about the contact. If you put in these other fields, it's going to be specifically for this particular product. So we're not necessarily going to store that information on the contact itself, but it's going to be stored for the purchase or the participant practiced yoga, for example. Then people can enter an integer, and we're going to validate it as an integer. So that is the name of the game here. I hope this all makes sense and that you will enjoy using it. And of course, the next step is going to be able to filter out based on this and segment people based on whatever the values are here. So we're going to get hard to work on that in the months ahead. No promises about when that might happen, but clearly this is a direction that we're moving in. All right, have a wonderful day. Bye-bye here from New York, where it's now 11:09 p.m., and I'm about to head to bed soon. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.